stated three times, and not to be ignored, that the saints will be given the kingdom. Rules will change, compromise will disappear, entertainment will be replaced by worship, prosperity will not be a distraction, and deception will be shattered for truth and purity. Power and popularity will not undermine justice. Education will be about knowing God. So, how do we prepare ourselves to possess the kingdom? When 2022 looks like a very challenging year. In the coming year, we have threats of COVID, the bullying tactics of China, the possibility of over 2 billion people, that's over a quarter of the earth, not having enough food. And anti-Christian laws being introduced even in Australia. Yet, in all these challenges, the bride gets ready for Jesus. We have to walk with God and talk with God to know Him. In Jeremiah 9, verse 6, God says to the prophet, "Through deceit they refuse to know me." And this is talking about His own people. Through deceit they refuse to know me. Further on in the chapter, God states three huge deceptions that Satan uses to block us knowing God. They are worldly wisdom, might and riches. And I've quoted that passage so many times before, Jeremiah 9:23. "Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom." Interesting, isn't it? The motto for University of Western Australia is "Seek Wisdom." And I tried to research that, but I must have had a spiritual base, surely, because surely wisdom is knowing God. And there's this trick that wisdom is just being clever. "Let not the wise man," there's a worldly wisdom, "glory in his wisdom, nor let the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories," and the word for glories can be boast, "boast of this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment and righteousness in the earth, for in these I delight." You want to see the Father happy? He delights in loving kindness, judgment and righteousness, and no one likes to mention the judgment. I want us to approach 2022 with the awareness of the tactics of the devil to block our relationship with God. So firstly, worldly wisdom. The world worships credentials, but there is so much rubbish coming out of the media, coming out of schools now, and tertiary institutions. Motherhood has been slammed by the feminist movement. The spirit of Jezebel has been strongly influential in destroying the rights of babies to live and mothers to be mothers. I think I shared this with some people when Michelle McCormick was here the other day, other week. She said, you know, people often ask us, why don't we just encourage these young mothers to give their babies out for adoption? And she said, but it misses it, because what we need is people to adopt the mother and the baby. Because you know nothing about motherhood when you have your first baby. You know nothing about fatherhood when you have your first baby. I mean, you learn on the spot. That's it. And they need to be strengthened and supported in this new role that they feel completely weak and unsupported in. The feminist movement have destroyed the right of mothers to be mothers. The need for every child to have a mother and a father has been cancelled by the government, who wants to allow two men to adopt a baby. Theories of evolution are presented as facts, but allowed to change. If a truth is true, It cannot change. That's why mathematics is a pure science, because, you know, if you find one instance of a contradiction, the theorem fails. It's proof by contradiction. You just find one thing and it's not a truth. Bang. Law breakers are excused from taking responsibility for their own crimes. They do not have to pay for their own damage. They don't even have to pay for their own food and shelter. One of Israel's faults pointed out by God is that they did not punish the guilty. There's a verse there in Exodus 13:19, where God says, "And will you profane me among my people for handfuls of barley?" Sorry, not Exodus, Ezekiel. Ezekiel 13:19. Because they're about to be invaded there. Babylon was threatening them. "Will you profane me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread, killing people who should not die and keeping people alive who should not live? For by your lying to my people, who listens to lies?" Interesting, isn't it? That God has put the law there that we often don't like to read in the Pentateuch there, and there is the death penalty for people. And God says, look, you know, you're keeping people alive who shouldn't live. Because if you don't keep the law, you weaken the community. Because the community will say, oh, I can get away with it. A baby has no right to live if their birth is inconvenient. Instead of two genders, we now have many genders. The media specializes in presenting and selecting half-truths. That's why we swear to tell the truth, the whole truth. The news considers a cat stuck in the tree more important than 100 Christians being martyred. Christians have ignored the heart of God in the books of prophecy. Churches have considered qualifications from theological college more important than knowing God and a walk with God. Look at the first disciples. Fishermen. Tax collector. Jesus looks at heart and the possibility there. Some Christians, and this was me for a long time, never knelt to pray or wept in prayer. We need to do that if we come close to God. We need to come to God and pour out our heart to God. Confession is reserved for just the big sins, which is why I've given you that homework. Every night you thank God for something and you have a request. And you confess, because confession brings the sins back into your mind. That no, that was wrong. Thankfulness is often neglected so that covetousness can invade our hearts. The plight of the persecuted believer is ignored. Worship must involve the heart. It cannot be a thing that you just do. So, for 2022, we need to ask the Holy Spirit to uncover the truth. Apocalypse means to uncover the truth. When you read the Revelation, the last book of the New Testament, it is the uncovering of the truth. More and more, as I've looked at Daniel, I've seen clearly that when God looks at the time span, he looks at the fixed time span of this earth from Adam to now and beyond. Fixed time span. And so I had trouble dealing with the four beasts, but for him, he's got the 6,000 years there, and he said, no, beast one, beast two, beast three, beast four, therefore, pompous words, there, persecution, and possessing the kingdom. And he's got it there, arranged in the years. He's got it there. The only method that works is that we dwell within the revelation of the scriptures. Untruth places people in bondage. What did it say? It said, through deceit, they refuse to know me. Untruth allows people to overemphasize the importance of pride, prosperity, pleasure, health, popularity, all these things, which sometimes we pray for, and we push off knowing God. Jesus teaches in John chapter 8, verse 31. Then Jesus said to the Jews who believed him. If you abide in my word, I think one of the new versions says, if you dwell within the revelation that I brought, you are indeed my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But it's dwelling within the revelation. It's living in the revelation. If you abide in my word, if you abide in my word, that's not just visiting it, that's abiding in it. There's a difference between visiting and abiding. Abiding is something which is there all the time. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. That's what we've got to do. We want to be called disciples of God. We want that on our forehead, disciples of Jesus Christ. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Free from what? Free from the bondage that comes when we worship pride, prosperity, pleasure, health, popularity, all those things. The second distraction that Satan puts in our world to distract us from knowing God is power and popularity. Are we using our authority, our influence, our popularity, our position to turn people to God? Political correctness, lest we offend people, is a trick by Satan. Christians or churchgoers who try to push it so that topics like abortion and LGBTQ are not brought up have never read the example of Jesus in the Gospels. Matthew 23 is an example of how truth must win over hurt feelings. My gosh, how the scribes and Pharisees in Matthew 23 would have hated him. At the very start of his ministry, Jesus overturns tables in the temple because of his zeal for God. Can you get that? If you were there, this is the sacred temple, and this carpenter guy comes in and overthrows tables. What about their feelings? No. It's God that matters. The courageous example of prophets like Jeremiah and Jeremiah 26 are an inspiration for us to speak out the word of God. Now, Jesus anticipates our reluctance when he specifically teaches us to pray, Thy kingdom come. Wow. Thy kingdom come. I recited that so many times at school. We had to say the Lord's Prayer, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Oh, it took years, decades for it to hit me. Now, it's only when you bury your own self and you say, no, I want your kingdom. I want your will, not my will, your will, your will, your will. Thy kingdom come. In 2022, let's deliberately and with alertness do all that we can to establish the kingdom of God in our lives. The third distraction that God teaches Jeremiah is riches. In Western Australia, we're rich. According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, in 2016, 116,427 Australians are homeless. That's not many. 9,022 of which live in Western Australia. Wow. 90 in the city of South Perth, the rich place. It means that 0.48, so less than half a percent, 0.48% of Australians are homeless in a national level. That's in 2016. Since then, that number has more than doubled. A new report from Credit Suisse estimates that as many as 1.8 million Australians are millionaires today. Wow, 1.8 million. Based on net household wealth defined as the value of financial and real assets, that's in June this year. That's one in every 14 Australians. I sent you what I saw on Barnabas Fun email. An estimated 2.38 billion, so get this, so the population of the world is roughly about 7.8 billion, so we're talking about over a quarter of the population of the world, 2.38 billion people are facing food insecurity as we approach the beginning of 2022, owing to a lack of reliable access to food in many parts of the world. That is staggering, people. When we are looking at the year to come, 2022, and you read the seals and the trumpets and the bowls of wrath in Revelation, that is staggering. In the light of the third seal in Revelation 6:5, this is very confronting because it is scarcity on the earth. And the trouble is that we live in Western Australia, where I ate stacks last night at the family party. And I said to the grandkids, I said, you know, that's the trouble. We're just having the pre-dinner snacks and I'm already full. And they said, yes, Grandpa, I'm full too. He said, go for it, boy, you've got to eat more, okay? You're eating for at least me, okay? So then we had the dinner. And then, of course, you have sweets. We've got lots. But 2.38 billion people will face food shortage. That's amazing. Our first priority is our own family. 1 Timothy 5:8. But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for his own household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. So, that is our first and primary responsibility, family. And it is why God emphasizes family. Mother, father, kids, and why he is Father God. So we understand it. He has put family in the whole makeup of mankind so we understand our relationship to him. Everything in the physical is given to us to understand the spiritual. Our next priority is our fellow believers. Galatians 6:10 says, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. That is your priority, because these are brothers and sisters. So, funds like the Barnabas Fund and Open Doors, who help fellow Christians, fellow believers, are so important. We want other people to say, how come you got the money? How come you got the food? How come you got the chooks? Ah, because I'm a Christian and I belong to God's family. Do you know the people who gave to me? No, I don't know the people who gave to me. But one day I'll meet them. His brothers and sisters, one day I'll meet them. And they gave me the chook. They gave me the money. Our priority there is Christians. And the third priority, of course, is our neighbour in the community. Jesus helps people who are complete strangers. When you read the Gospels, the people who don't even know him. Help the stranger and the people in your street and those in your workplace, and let your witness and your generosity be seen. So, in 2022, let us get ready for the battles that may come. And let us support each other, even as was prayed in our prayer time, more closely. Pray for wisdom to know God. Pray for humility to acknowledge your sins. Pray for gratitude to trash covetousness. Pray for generosity so that we don't worship our goods. And pray for the courage to drop those words, those God words in conversation. Like, I will pray for you. Like, God bless you. No, when you say it, when you say God bless you, people freeze. I've seen that. I didn't even expect it. But it just must be the way Christians say it, because it's real. Pray for that. Pray for the courage to become more and more like Jesus. What did we sing? All fairest beauty, heavenly and earthly, Jesus my Lord, in you I see. None can be nearer, fairer or dearer than you, my Saviour, are to me. We want that courage? We sure do. Let's stand and sing the last song. Hymn 42. Tell out my soul the greatness of the Lord. Unutter blessings give my spirit to you. Tender to me the promise of his word. In God my Saviour shall my heart rejoice. Amen. Let's stand and sing. 42. Give my spirit. by thy glory, by perhaps that star that wills are put to flight, the hungry fed, the humble lifted high. Tell at my soul the glories of his word. Children and forevermore. Lord, we ask for your blessing. We ask for your covering. We ask for your Holy Spirit to indwell us, to give us an alertness and a courage to tell out with our soul, with all of our person, the greatness of our Lord. The greatness of your name, the greatness of your might, and the glories of your word. And especially, Lord, for the prodigals, we pray. We pray that every seed that we drop will bear fruit. And we ask this, we ask for your covering in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, people.